While Haiti fights a devastating cholera outbreak and millions of people there remain homeless after January's earthquake, it's about to elect a new president. The vote takes place on Sunday and will be closely watched by the many Haitian expatriates here in Boston. In fact, 6 of the 19 Haitian presidential candidates have come here to campaign over the last several weeks, even though Haitians who become U.S. citizens are no longer allowed to vote in their homeland. So why did the candidates make the trip here? WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis explains.
Merland Manigat is a 70-year-old college professor in Haiti. Her husband was president 22 years ago, and now she's trying to be the first woman to head the country. Manigat packed a Haitian senior center in Matapan. She spoke for over an hour and answered dozens and dozens of questions until there weren't any more. And just like the 5 other Haitian candidates who've come here, she promised to give dual citizenship to Haitians living abroad if she's elected president on Sunday. Dual citizenship would allow Haitians who've become naturalized American citizens to vote in Haitian elections. But if Haitians living abroad can't vote, why come all the way here?
The electoral period is very short in time. It means that I will not have time to visit all the 142 towns in Haiti. So I am relying on them, those who live in Boston.
There are at least 55,000 Haitians living in the Boston area, and they come from all over Haiti. Manigat says they can reach areas by phone that she won't get to. She says Haitians living here are important for another reason.
The Haitians who live in the United States, they have academic preparation. They live in a democratic environment. And Haiti, we do not have democracy. We are trying to build democracy. And I think that they can help.
It's hard to imagine that someone in one country would listen to relatives in another when it comes to voting preferences. Weekend Scarville made an unsuccessful bid for Congress in Haiti a few years ago. He explains the influence of Haitians living abroad a bit more crudely.
As the saying say, who finance, comment.
What's the saying? Whoever finances gets to comment?
Yeah.
If I'm sending money to my mother back in Haiti, I have the power to tell her who to vote for. That's what you're saying?
Yes. That's tradition.
Even before the earthquake, Haitians abroad were sending about $2 billion back to loved ones in Haiti. That was 26% of the country's gross domestic product. Rich Innocent and his family have been part of that lifeline to Haiti. He was in Port-au-Prince during the earthquake in January and says he's watching the election closely. Innocent has no qualms about influencing the way his relatives vote.
We Haitian American, however, it means a lot to us that this country progress. So it is important that they stop by and see us because we're the one that keeps this country rolling.
Just how much Innocent and other Haitian Americans keep Haiti rolling will be apparent on Sunday. That's when they'll see if any of the candidates who came to court them here become president of Haiti. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.